the NHL deputy commissioner.
Why does he never get job offers,
welcome
Daly?
Him with Dales?
But how come Daly never gets job offers like all these other guys that work at the league office?
What's your nickname around the office, Bill?
I'm not sure I have a nickname.
Well, we got to change that.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, the hockey vernacular would be Dales.
There you go.
Willie. Willie. Yeah.
Oh, Willie would be a good one.
Willie.
I've been Dales in my my career. And Willie, yeah, Berkey calls me Willie.
Bill Daly with us on Hockey Central Noon with Millard, Kiprios, and McLean. So the big announcement that that John Collins is leaving, how long has this been in the works that you've known about it?
Roughly 2 weeks, I guess, I'd say. I don't think it's been out there for a very long time with John before that. I think it was a unique opportunity and intrigued him, and he'll... Sure, I'll say more about it, next week if appropriate time.
Can you tell us from your perspective why?
What I'd say is, first of all, I think it's, I'm safe saying that John's a brilliant guy, very, very creative, has done a lot of great things for our business. But he's also somebody who has moved from, professionally, he's moved a lot in the industry, and I think that's his comfort zone, is to be able to build things and move on and accomplish new goals and new objectives, and I think that's what this was mostly about.
I heard a year ago that he was looking to make a move, whether it was MLSE or somewhere else.
Why didn't you go with the big scoop?
I'm not an insider, so really it's only been 2 weeks. Maybe they were talking about somebody else in the office. I don't know.
So do you fill that position right away, Bill? Or is it something that you guys kind of take over? There's a lot of challenges coming up. The biggest one has to be the World Cup.
It's something we'll probably take a little bit of time and evaluate kind of where we are. I mean, I think John leaves behind, tremendous bench strength. We have some really talented people here, people who... to the extent, John was never, or didn't like to be in the forefront. Certainly these people are even less so, but, guys like Steve McArdle and David Proper, are superstars here. And, we'll evaluate what we have internally, what we need, and kind of to continue moving the business forward.
Bill.
I have no doubt, we won't miss a beat here, really. He's left a lot of good things in place, and we'll continue to build.
Bill, the whole global game, that seemed to be something that he was working on or concentrating on. Am I accurate on that? And is where do we stand? I know the World Cup, but is there a next step or a plan for Asian, for more global hockey, or is that sort of on the back burner again?
Well, it's definitely not on the back burner, but it's something that continues to need development.
Yeah.
So, and it's something that we're focused on, and we've been focused on with the Players Association. I think that's one of our huge growth areas. The World Cup is, we've been pretty consistent in saying this, it's a kind of foundational event from which we can build a more fulsome international strategy. So there's a lot of pieces that are out there that have been talked about, but I can't say any have really been finalized to this point. So again, it'll continue to be a priority for us, and I think it's a great opportunity.
It is growing. We've got Dale Weiss, who's known as the Dutch Gretzky, and Leon Draisaitl is the German Gretzky. So we're making inroads there. Darren Millard, Nick Kiprios, and Doug McLean on Hockey Central with the NHL's Deputy Commissioner, Bill Daly.
Okay, Bill, you can't come on this show without giving Doug at least one scoop here. So let's start with Seattle and Vegas.
And Quebec.
And Quebec.
Vegas. Well, Seattle.
Where are we?
There's no scoops I can give you on Seattle. Seattle, as you know, doesn't have an expansion application pending. I did see a story somewhere at some point this week that somehow our aspirations for Seattle are affecting our current expansion process. I can tell you with certainty that's not the case. We're not waiting for Seattle. I do think at some point their arena situation will get resolved, and if that at that point creates an opportunity for us to consider Seattle, I'm sure we'll do it. But right now, the only thing we have on our plate are two expansion applications from Las Vegas and Quebec City, and we're further along in the evaluation process and the due diligence process on those applications. We'll have a presentation to make to our executive committee in Pebble Beach the week after next, in conjunction with the board meetings we have out there. But no vote's going to be taken at that point, but we'll have probably a better sense of kind of where the board's leaning and what they may want to do. But I don't expect any announcements out of the December meeting.
Bill, I read in Florida that the new ownership group has lost in excess of $60 million since they bought that team down there. I know they're working on a deal with the county that hopefully will help. Phoenix have said they've lost, on pace to lose $38 million this year. Like, seriously, how much longer can this go on? And now those numbers, I'm just giving you numbers that I've read, or LeBlanc or somebody has said it, in a meeting. What's taking place here?
Well, I mean, I don't know if Anthony has said that necessarily, but I'm not going to work with your numbers because I'm not sure I'll accept your numbers. But what I'll say is, to the extent we have franchises losing money, is that a concern? Of course that's a concern.
Are you saying they're not close, my numbers?
Do we want all our franchises to have a chance to be successful, not only on the ice, but from a business perspective? Absolutely. But do we have, but the real question from a league standpoint is, do you have ownership who is willing to deal with problems, financial problems, and operations that lose money and turn it around? And I'd say in both those situations, we have owners who are committed and willing to do that.
Perfect.
Good. Bill, drug testing and taking it to another level here. Where are you? Where are the PA, and particularly the hot button topic is cocaine.
So, I have nothing new to report on that. I mean, obviously, there were discussions we had over the summer with the Players Association on some areas of concern that we had and which they shared, quite frankly. We've continued those discussions. I know the Players Association representatives have been talking to the players about those issues. As a league, obviously, we're committed to doing what's appropriate and what's right. And we do need the Players Association's buy-in on that. And we're in a process. So when we have something to announce at the end of that process, I'm sure we'll announce it, but I don't have anything for you today.
Just want to circle back on expansion. Bill Daly's with us on Hockey Central, the NHL's deputy commissioner. If no vote takes place in Pebble Beach, when's the next time the Board of Governors meet? Is that the All-Star weekend?
Yeah, the board will meet again in Nashville at the All-Star game.
Is that when you would expect a vote to take place?
I really can't even handicap that. It's certainly possible. I don't know if it'd be that expedited. But again, we're not feeling that, the applicants know that we haven't set any defined timeline. So however long it takes, it'll take, and they're in it for the long term. So, we're not feeling any time pressure.
Is the NHL office being raided right now?
No, that's just fire engines on 6th Avenue.
Okay.
Bill, no indication whether it could be one or two. That's still wide open.
Or zero?
Yeah, or zero, yeah.
That's still wide open.
Okay.
Has the coach's challenge had more of an impact than you thought it would?
No. As a matter of fact, I think I think in some respects probably less of an impact or less utilized than I otherwise thought it might have been.
How so?
I just think it. I don't think we've had as many challenges as I would have expected. It's kind of like it's a new toy. It's an expensive toy, but it's a new toy, and I would have expected that the coaches might utilize it more than they have to this point. But I think the times it has been utilized, for the most part, it's been effective. The kind of people suggest some unintended consequences. I'm not sure any of them are unintended or uncontemplated anyway. So I think we anticipated how it might be used strategically, and in some cases has been used strategically that way, but that comes along with implementing the rules. So I think, you know, and I'm kind of going a little bit from what the general managers discussed 2 weeks ago in Toronto. I would expect the same conversation in the board. I think for, you know, kind of a new mechanism, I think it's worked pretty well.
3-on-3, is you've got to be over the top on that, Bill. Obviously, you've changed the All-Star format now, but even prior, the 3-on-3 seems to be a you know, the fans are absolutely loving it, in my opinion.
I agree. It has been and probably has exceeded expectations in a lot of respects. You know, certainly it's done what the general managers had hoped it would do, which has created an opportunity for more decisions in a more hockey-like format than a shootout. But it hasn't eliminated the shootout. And our fans, I think, still like the shootout. But I think they probably like the fact that, you know, games get decided on 3-on-3, too. And I think in terms of the compelling nature of the play in a 3-on-3 format where there can be a little more chaos, a little more mistakes being made, more exhaustion from the players creating mistakes, more odd man rushes, more scoring chances. It's been great.
And sorry, Kip. Any more thought like getting it more 3-on-3 in this within the 60 minutes? You know, are they coincidentals?
You know what? That's a very fair question. And one of the big unknowns we had in going to 3-on-3 in overtime was we really didn't have a large body of knowledge with respect to how 3-on-3 would work, because we don't have many 3-on-3s during the 60 minutes.
No, in fact, you've got more penalty shots, which would look more like a shootout than your 3-on-3 in real hockey.
I don't know. I we obviously haven't created an agenda for the GMs yet for March, but, you know, that'll be interesting if that issue might come up.